Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome back to the Coach Lalisa Show. If it's your very first time tuning in to the Coach Lalisa Show, we'd like to extend a warm welcome to you. We hope you enjoyed the show. We hope you get a lot out of it, and we certainly hope you tune back in. Well, we are here today. The day is Thursday. Now, I'm not sure if my guest is going to be able to call in today. We may have gotten off. I believe he's there. He's right there on point. See, I couldn't even get the words out. All right. Good morning. Good morning. All right. This is Mr. Sean Watson. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Wonderful, wonderful. I know it's been like a crazy week with the holiday weekend. I know it's kind of wiped me out a bit and so I wasn't sure if we had really, you know, got a chance to communicate, but guess what? You're on it. You're on it. So I tell you, how was your weekend?
Oh, my weekend was pretty good, you know, just kind of relaxed a little bit, but then I still had to kind of keep myself on that grind because, you know, I just don't want to just, you know, get that laziness because once you get that laziness, it's kind of hard to get out of it. So, you know, I did a little mixture, you know, rest and then some grind.
You know, that's a good comment you just stated right there. You know, you get that little that laziness set in, and boy, oh boy, you could be on your way for a downward spiral. So, talking about relationships, I tell you, this is such a good topic right now because there are so many people that struggle in this area of relationships. Do you find that to be true as well?
Yeah, I totally agree because, like I was saying last week, is that there's a lot of things that people aren't aware of when it comes to relationships, and there's some things that you don't really learn about relationships until you're actually single.
Mm. Yeah, and sometimes you learn about these things, relationships, when it's too late, when you're already in the relationship, when you've already given your whole heart and everything to the relationship to find out this ain't working.
Exactly.
You know, I watched a movie that's probably an old movie, but it just so happened to be on TV last night. So I said, I had never watched it, so I said, okay, let me check it out. But it was a movie about these couples who were married and were trying to figure out why they were married. Or they had decided they were having trouble in their marriage and they wanted to save their marriage. But in the movie, as they went through the various scenes of the movie, it became clear that these individuals did all the things that you stated last week that people shouldn't do before they get married. Like, they don't take the time to find out about each other. They don't take the time to find out what that person's purpose is for a relationship, why they want to be with them, and what their goals are, and things like that. And, boy, they had some really, really, the movie had some really rocky scenes, and one couple ended up, the woman almost wanted to kill the guy, you know. Yeah, so much came out. They were at some type of retreat for like 3 or 4 days. I think the name of the movie is The Marriage Counselor.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, even though that's just a movie, but sometimes, you know, these stories that we see on TV, they take them from real life. So we want to, you know, I know your work, you want to help people to have these, to a better relationship. So, you know, we talk about, last time you were talking about how sometimes people don't, they don't even really get to talk. You know, like you said, over the phone you can have a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
You can probably have a better conversation sometimes than you can over dinner.
Exactly.
You know, so what do you think, some people, they're so quick that, okay, this person asks them out on a date. And typically that's, you know, what people do right away. They say, okay, he or she wants to go out on a date with me. But when you're out on that date, now you're caught up in the person's, you know, looks, and, you know, you're not hearing every word they're saying because you have other facial expressions, other forms of communication that's going on that can distract from actually hearing what the person says.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I think that that is something. But then, you know, you talked about how a person, but if you have a phone conversation, now you're forced to listen more to what the person is actually saying. I think that would be
That's definitely true, because like I was saying, is that, you know, getting to know, you know, not only what you want out of a relationship, but also to what the other person is looking for, because, you know, why go on a date with someone when you can just kind of really find out who they are over the phone?
Right. Yet. Yes, I totally agree that going out on a date so quickly, I think that can lead to some illusions coming forth that, you know, is that if you did have those conversations over the phone, and definitely more than one or two, you know, several phone conversations. I would even go as far as to say several phone conversations long before we ever get to actually see. Maybe that's some of the theory behind some of this online dating. Before you ever meet the person, you've already had numerous conversations where you can go deeper and find out, and the person is not distracted by your looks or distracted by the other physical and body language that can be given off, you know, here when you're trying to really get to know what a person is about. You know, I've never, I've been married long enough, way beyond this online dating scenario stuff, but do you know anything about that, Sean?
Well, I can honestly tell you that online dating, you know, it's pretty popular right now, you know, because people are, you know, trying so many different things right now to, you know, really find that person, you know, that soulmate that they've been searching for. And You know, they tried for years. They tried, you know, meet people at church. They tried meet people, you know, different places like that. So now people are they're more interested in trying the online dating, you know, because, you know, some people have a, you know, a shy personality, and, you know, it's hard for them to really express themselves if they had to talk to a person, you know, face-to-face. So that online dating allows them to not only be able to express themselves and also get to know that person that they're talking with, but also allows them to be able to, you know, it allows them to be able to feel comfortable because they don't have to actually look at the person, you know, face-to-face, because that can actually make them a little bit nervous.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you're that nervous, do you think you should be out dating?
Well, I mean, it's the thing. When you talk about people being nervous, you know, it's a lot of things that come into that. I mean, I could tell you, you know, I struggled many years from being nervous and everything. And a lot of times people are nervous, you know, because it's a fear of rejection, or they just don't really, they really don't have the confidence in themselves. You know, they overthink, you know, or what am I going to say to that person when I walk up to them, you know? Instead of just making it, you know, natural, you know, I used to always just try to think about what I'm going to say when I get in front of a person. That would make me more nervous. But as I started to become very comfortable with myself, it started to become natural. You know, I wasn't thinking about it, you know? So, I mean, just getting over that shyness.
Okay.
So
what relationship tips do you have for people today, outside of the ones I know that you gave out last week, but what else should women and men, know as they are on this relationship to find the right relationship journey?
Well, I actually have a couple different ones. This morning, the first one I would like to say is, you know, make sure that when you're going into a relationship, the biggest problem that I see, you know, that I've also experienced myself, would actually be giving too early. And what I mean by that is that a lot of times we automatically want to give our partner everything in the beginning. And by doing that, it makes the relationship, you know, it makes you kind of boring very quickly, because that person doesn't have the opportunity to earn that you're giving them. It's more of an automatic, you know. And what's going to happen? What typically happens is that the person ends up, you know, taking you for granted because they think they're going to automatically get that. You know, they wasn't accustomed to earning that you gave, whether it was your love, whether you gave your heart within the first few weeks, or, you know, whether you were giving them, you know, gifts or whatever it was. So, I mean, I think that's the number one thing, is that, you know, you can give in the beginning, but just don't give so much. Just give just enough, you know. And I know it's very difficult, you know, to do that, because you want to try to be, especially as guys, you want to try to be, you know, this really good, you know, gentleman, you know, who's a giver. And that's all great, but you want to save some, you know, for 6 months into the relationship, a year into the relationship, or else you're not going to have a relationship, and it's not going to grow. You're going to have a relationship that has been, you know, the growth has been stunted.
Mhm. So don't give too much in the beginning.
Don't give too much in the beginning, because a lot of the problem is that we spend so much time giving that sometimes we even forget that the other person is not giving back. And that's the problem too, because, you know, relationship is partnership. It can't be just one person, you know, giving and the other person just taking and receiving and not giving back.
Yes, I see. So, yeah, that I could see that being a big problem. I know in the past I've run into that problem myself a few times, so I know exactly what you're talking about. And sometimes we even caution people, and especially women, we caution them that if you or somebody wants to give you everything so early on, you just met this person, they hardly know you, you know, be on the watch out. That could be a sign that, you know, there is going to be some kind of trouble along the way. That's kind of how we look at that.
I mean, it's true, and a lot of bad factors sometimes can even, you know, go into giving too early. I mean, I just talked about the men's side of giving. Now, when I talk about the women's side of giving, it's like this. A lot of times in relationships, you know, cheating happens, right?
Yeah.
A lot of times, the reason why cheating happens is that guy, you know, you give him, you know, love and everything early in a relationship, and he gets bored. He starts to build that confidence. He starts to get kind of cocky. He's like, you know, she's giving me this, and I'm not having to really work for it. You know, I'm kind of bored. Why don't I just try to go out there and see if I can do it again? You know, what do I have to lose? I mean, she's not gonna know. She I didn't have to earn anything. You know, why not go out there and see how many more women I can get?
Wow. So yeah, I'm sure that that goes through a lot of guys. I'm sure that goes through their minds and. And so, but how do you get it? But it doesn't seem that a lot of women are getting that point. I mean, so much as Steve Harvey had to go make a whole book and a movie to try to get that point across. All right, ladies, think like a woman, but I mean, act like a woman, but think like a man. But yet we still see so many women who end up saying that, you know, this relationship didn't work, so to speak. And it's not even a marriage. It didn't even get that far. It just was a relationship that lasts maybe 6 months, possibly 9 months, possibly a year or two. And then it doesn't work anymore. So how much are women really getting this, what you're saying?
Well, I mean, some are starting to get it. You know, I mean, for some of them, it takes a broken heart to get it. For others, I mean, it's all about, again, why are you in this relationship? I mean, some women are in a relationship for different reasons. Some women are in a relationship because, you know, they didn't have that male father figure growing up. You know, they need to have that protector. They may not love that person, but they feel comfortable with that person, and they don't want to let that person go. Another thing is that, you know, some are just so excited to just have a man in their lives and stuff like that, and have a boyfriend that they just want to, you know, give early. But I mean, there's really not a benefit, you know, early in a relationship if you're giving, you know, everything, especially if the other person's not giving, you know, the same thing that you're giving. I mean, it shows a red flag early, you know, that people really don't notice, you know.
Well, I had a list of these five things that I've, from time to time, I've given them to different groups of women that I was working with that were single, like when I do in a different empowerment session. So I had these five things that they should, you know, look for in a man. But I'm just going to mention one thing now. This is my belief. Now, it's good that I have you here that, you know, we can kind of debate it a little bit, or you can tell me your opinion. I say that any man who stands you up like that, to me, that is one of the telltale signs that this man is going to be a problem. So, for the most part, somewhere down the line, maybe not right away, but that, to me, that's a red flag, I should say. So there were some red flags. That's a red flag for me, a man who stands you up. What do you think about that?
Well, I totally agree. I mean, I feel that's a sign of disrespect, you know. But on the other hand, too, it depends, because I know certain things happen. I mean, if he calls you, you know, be like, you know, honey or baby, I'm going to be a few minutes late. I think that's one thing, but if he just, you know, oh, I was hanging out with my buddies and, you know, I forgot about the time, then that's a little bit different.
I'm talking about flat out stands you up. Doesn't call.
Well, that's a sign of disrespect. I think you need to be, you know, have that honesty and that trust. You know, if he's gonna be, you know, if he's not gonna show up, you know, at least call the woman and let her know that you're not gonna show up and everything. Don't just, you know, not show up.
Well, you being a man, because I can't, you know, answer this being a woman, but you being a man, I mean, you could answer this question better than I could ever answer it. So why do men stand women up? That's been one of the questions I've been wanting to know for a long. Why do they do that?
Well, I think a lot of times.
I know why I would do it to someone. That would definitely, I would be definitely flat out saying that, you know, I don't really care about you, so to speak. You're not a priority for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just wondering from a man's standpoint.
Well, I think a lot of times it's a combination thing. I think, you know, some men are intimidated. I also feel that it's all about the age and maturity. I mean, some men, depending on their age, whether they're in their 20s, 30s, or 40s, you know, have a different mindset. I mean, some guys are still in their 20s, maybe in that stage where, you know, I'm not really totally committed, you know, to one person. I don't want to be committed to one person. I just want to just, you know, kind of date a little bit like that, or, you know, it may be based on her, you know, whether she's a, you know, independent, you know, strong, working woman, you know, those can be things that could be really intimidating by a guy. But I mean, you look at me, for example. I'm in my 20s, but see, I come with a different mindset because I'm not intimidated, but I definitely want to be able to embrace any woman that comes into my life.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So then do you so let me ask you this question, because this is another one that I think is really, I don't know if some women know this or not, but I think that some should know. Are there, because you're a man, so it's better, I'm glad to be having you on here, so this way we can really help some women, because I can just give a woman's point of view, but now to have a man, a young man, but you seem to be wise enough to be able to speak for various age groups. Well, are there some men who just simply flat out, you know, don't want anything serious, yet they want to have all the perks of a serious relationship, meaning the sex? Because they know most, I don't know, maybe most men don't know this. Do most men know that to a woman, sex means that you're really into me? Like, you know, do most men know that?
I'm going to be honest. Most men don't know that. I mean, we sometimes kind of look at that more as, you know, oh, it doesn't really mean that much. You know, it's not really going to mean that much to me. But again, I think it's more about the maturity. I'm not going to say that all of us are like that. I mean, you know, I know myself. I've learned over the years is that's what you call an emotional attachment. It's not just, you know, a one-time thing, but that's an emotional attachment, because that's a
for
lot.
The
that's,
woman.
That's,
for the
that's,
woman.
Yeah, exactly. Because that's building a connection that you guys will never forget. That's a connection to the next level.
For the woman.
Yeah.
Typically not for the man, though.
No.
But for the woman. Okay.
Yeah.
So then if that's the case, then there's going to be, okay, now I have a guest. She's about to call in, and she's called in, so let's bring her on the line. Okay, area code 615, you're on the air. You had to jump in on that one. Go right ahead.
Good morning. Thank you, Coach. Thank you, sir. Thank you so much for this broadcast this morning. My name is Kiva. This is so good. Thank you so much. We do need this. I'm sorry. I don't mean to break in what
Please do.
But I just wanted to ask a question, sir. Why is it that we have good relationships, we're in a good relationship, then the guy decides that, you know, well, I'm gonna venture out like you were just talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can't, you know, because we're trying to do what God is saying to do. We want to maintain our, you know, our own dignity and move on. And the children, you don't want the children to be living under craziness. So you move on. Okay? And then why is it later on, then the guys decide, now I see I had a good thing. I mean, it takes all of the agony, all of the other, you know, all the stuff that happened for them to realize what they had is what they really wanted.
Well, again, like I said, I think it has a lot to do with maturity, and also to a man's mindset. That has a lot to do with pretty much of everything, you know, because he has to ask himself, why am I going into this relationship, and why am I still in this relationship, and what do I want out of this relationship? I think those are the questions that he should be asking himself.
Okay, yes, sir. And then also for us, you know, for us to allow God to do what he needs to do in our lives and you know, not to settle for anything less than what God really has for us. I think that's part of it, too. But, you know, and then also breaking the chain, because it's like it just seems like sometimes we go into the next relationship. And then the next guy is the same thing. And then a year or two later, I made a mistake. So,
some
frustration there.
You're saying pretty much, what if you're getting the same guy all over again, like over and over?
Right, and I'm talking about my own experience. And and I'm not a child, sir. I'm 50. So it seems like, you know, you feel like maybe, you know, when you get older, you have, you know, you're in mature relationships, and it doesn't matter. I guess you're saying it doesn't matter the age; it's the mindset of the person.
Yeah. But let me ask you this though, because I know we were talking about this last week. Now, how are you approaching these guys when you, you know, as far as an approach?
Well, I'm not sure what you mean approach, because I'm kind of shy, so I don't approach anyone. They would, I was in a marriage 21 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sorry. What do you mean by approach?
Well, for me, one of the things that I've learned is about, you know, relationships and really knowing what people, you know, really want and a way to save time is that, you know, a lot of things we talk about is interviewing your partner.
Okay.
You know, that's one of the things that I've learned that I wasn't doing. I wasn't interviewing my partner. I was wanting one thing, and then I find out, you know, months later that they wanted a totally different thing than I wanted. And if I asked that question,
okay,
I would have saved myself a lot of time and a lot of heartache.
Okay. That's good. That's good. And, well, I thought I did ask all the right questions in this last movie. I mean, things have changed over these 20 years, sir. So dating is... Wow, you know, so, you know, the last gentleman I dated, I asked all those questions. What do you want? This is what I'm looking for. And then they said, oh, I want that too. And
Well, now, wait a minute. I find a little bit of a problem there because for a person to be able to say, okay, I want that too.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like they just piggybacked on what you said.
I see. So they just say what they think that you want, so they can get...
Yeah, what you
want
to hear.
I see.
That could be a problem. I'm not saying it is, but just when you said that, that caught my attention. Okay, the person could just kind of wait to hear what you say, knowing that you were... But again, I think that it's very interesting what Sean Watson is saying, too, that what we were talking about earlier is that what is a person's real motive? And I think we talked about that last week. What's their motive?
Okay.
What is it that they really want? And so next week, I know we're almost out of time, but next week he's going to be here every Thursday talking about relationships. But I would like to know, when you said that, you said a man's mindset, and I guess that's some of what Steve Harvey is, I guess, talking about when he says think like a man. But
yeah.
I think some of the single ladies, I don't have to worry about that at this point, but hopefully I'll stay married for the rest of my life. But for ladies, we want to help them. What is a man's mindset in terms of when you're just dating? What should be looked for? Like I said, my one thing was the whole stand me up. Like when I met my husband, I knew right away that he was a stand-up kind of guy because he didn't stand me up. He never reneged on any promise that he made to do something with me or for me.
Yes, that's beautiful.
Yeah, he was true blue. If he told me he was going to do something, he absolutely did it. And that's 23 years ago. And
awesome.
He's still like that today.
Wow.
But that was something I noticed right away. And for me, that was something that stuck out with me because I was accustomed to people standing me up one way or another, you know. But all of those people turned out to be, you know, cheaters. I'll just say it, make it plain. But anyway, so we only have a few minutes left. Kiva, did you want to finish your comment?
No, this was good. Thank you so much. And I just happened to be home today, but I'm going to be, well, I always listen to the broadcast. They're so helpful, so informative. Just thank God for you. Thank you, sir. Thank you for being here. We'll be checking you out every Thursday.
Thank
this
you.
Is so good. Thank you.
Well, yeah, I figured, you know, I ran into him, and then, you know, he told me he has these conversations on relationships, and you know, not for nothing, you know, you can't be on Facebook and not know that people have relationship issues. Because Facebook is a place where a lot of people do put their issues out there. And so, you know, if we can even help women especially, you know, get away from that constant, you know, again, getting into a relationship, it lasting, you know, going good for 6 months or 9 months or even a year, and then boom, nothing. That's ridiculous. It's time to, you know, either you have the relationship for a couple of weeks and boom, it's nothing. Well, then you didn't waste a whole lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, finding out that this ain't going nowhere in a few weeks versus I think it's wrong that it takes us a whole year or two to find out it ain't going nowhere.
Yeah,
or that it should go nowhere. To me, that's a lot of time. You know, in 2 years you can get an associate degree from a college.
Yeah.
Exactly. So over 2 years into a 2 years, you can have enough money for a down payment on a beautiful house. To me, 2 years is a lot of time to be investing in a relationship that turns out to be nothing.
And I just have one more thing to say too is that I think that a lot of times I think we're a little bit afraid of asking too many questions in the beginning. I think we're afraid of running the person off. But I think kind of like what Steve Harvey was saying, I think if the person runs off, I think that's going to be a sign he's going to. You're going to run off every time you have something to say, something important to say.
That's good.
That's good.
Yeah, they run off. And then, too, like you said, if you are telling the people too much, given too much in the beginning, he said, I don't know if you heard what he was saying earlier, Kiva, but giving too much in the beginning it makes the person bored.
That was good, yes. Thank you. Yes, you're right. Absolutely.
So for those women who think that, you know, let me give them sex early on, this is what's going to really hold them, I submit, and then again, that could be a question we could ask Sean, but we'll save that for next week. I submit that sex early on is, to me, that's like a dead, you're giving the best you got. So you definitely, now the person has no reason else but to be bored, because you've already given them, you've given them the highest stake. Not saying that sex is everything, but you've given them the main thing that you could have kept them around longer with.
Mm-hmm.
Very true.
But I know we'll ask the man when we come back next week. So
all right, next week, yes.
Right. Okay. So next week we'll be back with Sean. Watson here on the Coach Lalisa Show with some more of his powerful insight from a man's relationship, from a man's point of view. Women, you know, call in. Men, if you want to call in and add to it, please do. The number is 347-945-7991. And thank you so much, Shawn Watson, for all that you're doing. Thanks for calling in, Kiva. Thanks for those who are tuning in via the archives or however you'll listen. This has been Coach Lalisa.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lalisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. This has been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.